Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Mary Armstrong, and I am standing in Brother Harshaw's place this evening. So I'm glad to welcome you to the show. And our subject this evening is on prayer. And we know prayer changes things, and we're just glad to come to you this evening. And we're going to be talking about prayer, and we're going to have some coming on the air telling you how prayer have worked for them, because we know God tells us to pray one for another. And we know that is our weapon, and that's one that we have to use, because as being saints of God, that's a powerful weapon, and we are to pray one for another. But first of all, we're going to go to God in prayer. Most precious and all-wise God, we come to you this evening, thanking you for just being our Lord and our Savior. We thanking you, God, for just blessing us to come to you and giving us another day to say thank you. You've been better to us, Lord, than we know how to be to ourselves. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord, for just being in our lives. We thanking you, God, for being able to breathe your air. Oh, God, we owe you so much, Lord, because if it had not been for you on our side, we wouldn't be here today, because you woke us up this morning to a brand new day, starting us on our day where your mercy is new every morning. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the opportunity just to come to you once again, because if it had not been for you, God, we wouldn't have this opportunity. But we thank you for standing in the place of our brother, and we hope we can say something that can encourage someone else along the way, because we know prayer is the key, and faith unlocks the door. Without faith, without works is dead. But we know if we put our trust in you, God, you will see us through every time, Lord Jesus. So we ask you to be with us throughout this broadcast. Oh, God, let you lead, let you guide us, God. And just open up the door, God, that we can be able to speak what you would have us to say, that someone can grab a hold of faith, God, and that we can walk through this together. Father, we ask you these things in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. We're going to be coming to you right now from 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse. And the 14th verse says, "Call by my name to humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Then now my eyes shall be opened and my ears attending to the prayer that is made in this place. But now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. Praise God. And as for thee, thou would walk before me as David thy father will walk, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments." Praise God. And this is when Solomon built the temple for God. Praise God, because David couldn't build it, but he allowed Solomon, David's son, to build it. And it runs references to James 4:10. So we're going to go to James, the fourth chapter and the 10th verse, and see what he is saying to James, the fourth chapter and the 10th verse. "Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up." Praise God, because we know when we go to God in prayer, We have to go with a humble spirit. We don't go to him with a haughty spirit, but we have to go to him with a humble spirit and believe when we go to him in prayer, we praying in the will of God. And we know if we serving him and living according to his will, we can ask what we will or may. And when we believe that, we can have the petition that we ask of God, and he will answer our prayer. Okay, now let's go to James 5:16. Let's go to James 5:16 at this time. And it says, confess your faults to another, pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Elijah was a man subject to like passion, as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Now, you're going to have to live the life for God to hear your prayer. Everybody now saying, oh, I pray for you, but they're not living according to God's will. But this is a man or woman that's living according to God's will. This is what it says. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Praise God. So when you pray according to God's will, God's going to hear your prayer. And he's going to honor that prayer that you prayed. But you're praying according to God's will. Praise God. So he'll honor your prayer, and he'll do just what God said he would do. So let's go to Matt, because we're going to have some people come on that can tell you what God has done for them through prayer. So God will answer your prayer, praise God, because he's still a healer, he's still a deliverer, and he's still working miracles in times that we're living in now. He's still a God of his word. But we have to do what God tells us to do. We have to live according to his word and believe what his word tells us. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Matthew 14. Go to Matthew 14:23. Matthew 14:23. And when he, now this is talking about Jesus himself, and when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was very alone. Now we know Jesus was God's only begotten son. Now if he had to steal away and go talk to the Father himself, we know we're going to have to steal away sometimes and pray. And he even tells us to pray without ceasing. That means we don't have to be on our knees 24/7, but we can just be doing our daily work on our jobs, and we can just be talking to God in our minds and just have our mind on the Lord. And that's praying without ceasing, keeping our mind on God and just meditating on God and just keeping our mind on him. And that's praying without ceasing. But now I'm going to read something out of the Word. It's a prayer of repentance. And this is when David, you know, had committed that sin with Bathsheba. And he had had this woman's husband killed. And Isaiah went to him. And, you know, the Word of God tells us to be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. And so he was wise, and you can't go up to a king and accuse a king of doing what's wrong. He can have you killed. So he went before the king, and he told this king a story, and not a tale, but just told a story to the king, all this. And so after he told the king the story and all that, this is what David said. This is a prayer. He said, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities. Cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. He went down to God with a humble heart. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy right spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, and thy God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God, or a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou would not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure, O Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shall I be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness. With burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings, then shall thou offer bullocks upon thine altar. He had a humble spirit. And he said, don't take thy Holy Spirit from me. Praise God. He went down with a humble heart. That's where we have to go to God. We have to have a humble spirit and ask forgiveness when we do wrong. We have to go to God with a sincere heart when we pray. Because that's how we have to go to God in prayer. Prayer is the key. And faith unlocks the door. And when we do wrong, we have to ask for forgiveness. Praise God. And when we do it like that, he'll forgive us. And when our heart is broken, we have to go to God in prayer. And ask him to help us. When your heart is broken, we need to go to God and tell him about our troubles and ask him to help us. Sometimes we don't know what to do. Sometimes we don't understand what's going on. But we go to God in prayer because he has the answer. And he'll come and see about us. But now when we've done wrong, we have to ask him to forgive us for our wrongdoing. But then when we haven't done wrong, we have to come to him and ask him, Lord, help me, because I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. And I need you to work it out for me, Lord. And when our body's sick, we need you to heal my body, Lord. Lord, I don't know what to do. Sometimes we go to the doctor, and sometimes our body's aching with pain. They may give us medicine. It seems like the medicine's not working. But Lord, we're calling on you for our help, Lord. And sometimes we don't know what to do, but we have to wait on the Lord. And be of good courage. Because he knows what's going on in our body. Because he's the one that has to heal us. Praise God. And we have to just wait on the Lord. Even though he's advised we heal, the pain may still be there. But we have to grab a hold of faith and believe and wait on the Lord. Because he said, by his stripes, I'm healed. And that's what I'm going through right now. I'm still taking the medication, but I'm still having the pain, but I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm just waiting on the Lord and keeping the faith and believing God and going through to therapy and still waiting on the Lord, because I know in his own time, he knows when to take the pain away, but I'm waiting on the Lord. So we got other people on the line that God is taking them through. So they've been through things and they're struggling too, but we want to hear their testimony, what God has done for them. Praise God. So if the mic is open, we're going to give them a space where they can tell their testimony and encourage the other ones that's going through at this time. Because God is a healer and he's a way maker, and we overcome by our testimony. Because he's still working miracles, he's still healing, and we know, God, that he can do all things but fail. Because he's still the same God that he was in the Bible days. He don't change. He's still the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. When you got time to tell your story.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So it's a good topic that you got here. I've been relatively healthy my whole life. You know me. I'm your son. You know I've been relatively healthy. I'm 53 years old. I've had knee problems for probably going on 10, 15 years now. Just bow-legged growing up, and the insides of my knees are just, they're down to bone on bone. I've had multiple injections. I've had my knees drained, you know, but finally by feeling your knees every time you take a step got to be a bit old. So I went into the doctor and he said, listen, you know, I can take care of that for you and I can straighten your legs out too. You won't be bow-legged anymore. And in fact, because of how insurance works, you know, my insurance has an $8,000 deductible. So that means if I had one surgery, the surgery was like $45,000. In fact, if I looked at my bill, but my insurance covers all of it, but your deductible, $8,000 is up front. If you're not sick, like I'm typically not, you know, anytime I go to the doctor, I'm paying everything because you got to get to that $8,000. So the doctor said, listen, and it starts over every year. So the doctor said, listen, you know, if you had that first surgery, the first $8,000 is going to be on you to the deductible for your insurance. But if you have the second surgery in the same year, you know, then you won't be paying anymore because the deductible is already taken care of. So they signed me up. Instead of having one surgery this year and paying that first $8,000 and having a surgery next year and paying that first $8,000, I'm going to get these surgeries done back to back. I'm going to get these total knee replacement surgeries. I researched the doctor and my line of work. I've got clients who have specialists and I know who these specialists are. So I picked a good doctor. And I had my first total knee replacement surgery on January the 10th of this year. And I've never had surgery, but I tell you, it was the hardest 3 months that I've ever experienced in my life. I've never been in so much pain. I've never been in so much agony. I've never been unable to sleep. I was unable to sleep. Pain medication, they gave me these oxycodones and ulotids and gabapentins and all these medications. None of that medication was working. So I just felt the pain all day, all night trying to sleep. And I was worried that I still knew I needed to get my second knee done. And the doctor told me once you get to your post-op, if it doesn't seem like, you know, you're where you need to be, we'll postpone that second knee. But this doctor's really busy, so I don't want to get in a situation where I had to postpone that knee and next thing you know, I'm waiting to November this year. So we get to my post-op, and I'm talking to the doctor about how much pain I'm in. He prescribes different medications. He said, I'm looking at the knee. The knee is great. You're just having those night pains and those pains. Let me give you this medication. That was 6 weeks. So he said, okay, if you want to have that surgery, you can have it in April, or we can postpone it, either way. I thought about it, and I called the doctor's office back right away before they gave my surgery date. I'm like, no, I'm not postponing anything. I'm just going to pray that this knee has fully recovered, not fully recovered, but symptoms, gone down by April. So I was still having significant problems. I was trying to pray about it, trying to be faithful. But I tell you, when you're in agonizing pain and there's no relief, times get desperate, and times got desperate. But the knee was showing some improvement. The pain was still there. So I decided to have my second surgery. I had the first surgery on January 10th of this year. I had my second surgery on April the 11th. And I tell you, that morning, I was still having pain in the morning getting up with that first leg. But I tell you, as soon as I had that second surgery, all those symptoms were gone in that first leg.
Right.
I was so worried. Yeah, I was so worried that I was going to have symptoms still in that first leg that would keep me from fully being able to rehab that second leg and just having problems. And imagine having problems in one leg, both legs. But I tell you, as soon as that second surgery took place, I tell you, those symptoms in the first leg, they were the body just, I think God was just like, okay, it's time for you to be able to have this second surgery. Let's take this away from you, because I was asking for this pain to be taken away, but it wasn't God's time for that to happen. I mean, naturally the body has to heal, but it wasn't God's time for that to happen. So I stopped asking for God to take away the pain and just asking for God to be with me, to go through that pain. And I tell you, that was a long 3 months. But I got through that 3 months, but by the grace of God, I had my second surgery. On April the 11th. And initially that knee seemed like it was a lot better than the first, but then what that pain sets in, and it just the knee has to heal, and it has has to happen. You didn't not have some major surgery and not have no symptoms, not have no pain, right? So the pain started coming, and I was like, my gosh, I mean this is not like the first one, but you know what? It's just as bad as pain, So I was getting discouraged. I continued to get discouraged, but I have faith that this too shall pass in God's time, right? So I've been trying to sleep. I haven't been able to sleep. The last three nights seem like both knees have been acting up. They're both stiff and they're sore. And I'm up every hour on the hour pacing and moving around and on the floor trying to stretch the knee and everything else. And I tell you, by the grace of God, last night I went to bed and neither one of those knees gave me any problems. For the first time, I was pain free throughout the night. I just could not believe it. Now I didn't get any sleep simply because I don't think I know how to sleep. I think I need something for sleep now simply because I'm just expecting the pain to be there. I couldn't sleep, but you know what? It wasn't because of any pain. I still thank God. I was on one of these shows with my father. And I talked about being faithful and letting these things work in God's time. And I do believe though doubt creeps in, the mind is willing, but the flesh is weak, I was discouraged and I had my doubts, but I still was trying to be faithful. And that is why last night God gave me the grace to go through one night without any symptoms. Thank him. And that's a testimony to him. I mean, I used to wonder why the disciples had such little faith, and they saw Jesus, and they had little faith, and we have to have faith. Faith is not by sight. Well, this is why it's called faith. You have to have faith. I mean, faith is very difficult. But you have to have, and I'm just looking for God to keep on. And even if I have symptoms tonight, I was on the knee today, I was doing yard work and stuff, and I was able to do it. And they said, you got to build some tolerance and stuff. I might pay for that tonight, but what? I still have faith that this in God. We know this in God's plan. This ain't about my time. I tell you right now, if I have those symptoms tonight and I'm trying ice and elevating and everything else that still bother me, I know that I'm not carrying this on my own. I'm being carried at the same time by God. So it's praise about faith, God. And you have to have faith.
Have faith. Amen. Great testimony. Anyone else? Yep. Anyone else? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Hello there, my darling. Yes, I couldn't hear that you are good, doing pretty good, sir. I'm so glad that you're doing better.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. You go ahead.
It is amazing.
Now. It's amazing.
Okay, my prayer tonight, I've been doing a whole lot. It's taking less time to sit all the way up. Today, yesterday was a minute and a half. Today it was a minute. I sat all the way up. And praise the Lord, I was able to sit there for 35 minutes. And then it took me 3 minutes to get back into bed under the cover and back in position.
Praise the Lord.
But there's so much more. The Lord is doing so much. The praise and the worship that I have inside me, I just cannot keep it. I got to give it away. It has been so amazing. He has answered questions for me. He has blessed me.
Yes.
I mean, we all know that every breath is a blessing. We all know that.
It is.
But the thing about it is there's so much more to the blessing than just the breath, the heartbeat, the lungs, the organs, the blood vessels. I mean, it's just tremendous what the blessings that he has for each of us. And
that's
it's not just me. It's everybody.
That's right.
And I tell you, some things in my research, in my messages that I've been posting on Facebook, he has enlightened me to the extent that I cannot believe.
Using you, Sister Margaret.
You know I am. I tell you, it's been amazing.
It's amazing. It is amazing. Praise God. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Praise God. The line's open. Anyone else?
Yeah, praise the Lord, everyone. Shalom. I just wanted to share real quick. We don't have a lot of time, but I'm going to make mine very, very short. I truly thank God for saving me and keeping me and putting me back where I belong after all those years. But I supposedly developed prostate cancer. Before that, it was my thyroid was fouled up for so many months, and the doctors, they finally came up with a solution to take care of that, and taking medication for that. And then not long after that, I started having lung collapses. Okay, so
that's right.
I didn't let none of this stuff deter me, because I thought, well, I was on drugs for so long, my body is starting to deteriorate from that, and I just have to deal accordingly. But by me serving God and him giving me the position in the church and then also in the community, I started to believe that, well, if this is your will, Father God, I'll deal accordingly. But the enemy, of course, the enemy is going to put his foot in there, and he's going to put these thoughts and ideas in your head. And I started worrying. And I knew better. I knew better. And I said, well, my God, what's next? You know, is the devil going to just take me up out of here, you know, and just try to wipe out the blessing that I was returned back to my family disease-free. But now it's just like my body's it's accepting whatever the enemy has for me, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. And I found out, it's not about going to church every Sunday. It's about having that conscious contact with God, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm still working, and I praise God. I praise and worship him in the car going to work. And my job, you know, on the job, they don't want you to just start talking about spiritual stuff. So if I get an opportunity on an opening, I'll say a little something, but I don't need everybody's eyes on me, because it's not about me. It's about who I serve. And in the home, my wife and I, we're getting to the point to where we have to cut the world off completely, guys. You know, the word of God tells us we have to separate ourselves And I believe that if I could, real quick, if I could get that real quick, that's Romans. I believe that's Romans 10 and 12, I believe. Romans 10, get out of here. Romans 10 and 12. And you know, it dawned on me that the Israelites, they were God's people, and we were Gentiles. But now the way has been opened for all people, and it's for us to realize that we're not left out. You know, we're not left out. We have this same opportunity as the next man in line to clean their life up, be forgiven, but we have to ask. We can't get anything unless we ask, you know?
Yes, sir.
But I would be, if I could, Romans 10 real quick, then I get back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Romans 10, I'll start at verse 12. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? You know, and I have to ask the Lord all the time, Lord, explain this to me or break this down and show me what this actually means. And I just can't take it for granted that it means what I think it is. I have to get to the truth of the matter. And once God reveals certain stuff to us and to me, I try to keep that in the forefront of my mind, the way I was raised up, my attitude, my personality. A lot of this stuff got to change. It definitely got to change, you know, because I'm not the same person I was in the beginning. I've grown a little each and every day and asking God, God, what do I need to do today that was different than yesterday that will benefit the kingdom? It's not about me.
Mm-hmm.
But God, he gives me the faith because they found that I had prostate cancer. Okay, all right, cancer. First, oh, boy, here I go. Oh, my goodness, my life is cut short just like that. I'm doing pretty good, cut short. So the doctor, he put me on this medication. He does not consult with me or anything. He just writes a prescription, expects me to take this medication. Okay. He doesn't show me any proof that I have prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So
the
Lord, I need you to reveal some stuff to me, you know. By them telling me I have cancer, okay, I want to be obedient. If I have cancer, I need to take some medication. And then after I start with the medication, I said, well, Lord, you can heal anything. I'm being faithful because the doctors were here for a reason. But then also there's another side of it. We have doctors who are experimenting on healthy people. We have the medical profession. They're giving people medicine they don't even need, all kind of stuff going on. So I asked God, and he told me, he said, you are healed. He said, you're healed. He just come to him and says, you're healed. You're healed. You don't have to stress over this. You don't have to worry about it no more. You are healed. And I started repeating that thing in my head, and I've heard all these stories about people being, they're having cancer, and their hair falling out. They're losing weight. They ain't got no appetite. They're always tired, dragging around. And they look like they're sick. And I can't understand. I'm not sick. God's blessed me with my health that I can still work a 5-day, be worn out, and just fall into that trap of being sick, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But God, he has built my faith up. I tell you, had it not been for the Lord that was on my side, I would have gave up a long time ago. But my wife, she's a praying woman, and I got to the point to where I pray to God. I pray to God every chance I get. In my mind, soft-spoken words, I got a closet, and it ain't no closet in the house. It's my private space where I commune with God. And, you know, it's hard to understand sometimes that you feel like you've been left out. Things not working passing up for you. And every now and then I'll make a mistake. I won't consult with God, and I'll make a purchase or I'll say something or commit to something I know I shouldn't have, but then I ask God to help me to go through. And that faith, it helps me not to think about the wrong stuff in my life or even my neighbor's life if he tells me, but to have that faith. Have to have faith in the unseen. Most people want to see it to believe it. No. If we truly are children of God, we have to deal accordingly because there's the natural side and there is a spiritual side. And there are spiritual blessings in that other realm that are for us. And if we don't reach out and get what belongs to us, we're going to miss out. And go through life, man, I should have did this, I should have did. No, we need to keep our mouth shut and do what the Spirit of God leads us to do. What our friends are telling us, man, won't you do this? Or you know, you family, you know, you do this or do that. Or your next door neighbor is giving some suggestions. Let us commune with God first. But first, seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things will be added unto you. But I give God the glory. I honor him. And I truly thank God for the space that he has given you tonight in order to bring out these testimonies, because we can't keep it unless we give it away. And I truly thank God for Brother Harshaw for giving us the opportunity for this. And he's online also. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord.
How's everyone doing tonight?
We are blessed. We are blessed.
Well, I thank God for you for standing in for me tonight. I had a few things I had to do, and I came in, and I said, once I get in, I said, I'll go ahead and try to call on in. But, you know, as we give our testimonies and everything, and I heard the cousin talking about them knee surgeries, and I can, you know, vouch for those too, and because I know on my very first knee replacement, I worked on that knee, I worked on it, and everything came out good with it. And 3 months, I was back to work on that cement floor, worked on that cement floor for 32 and a half years, and everybody kept telling me, they said, you're not going to be able to make it on that cement floor. But God blessed me to go in there and everything and got to going. And everything went well for the first surgery. And when I went for the second surgery, doctor messed me up that wasn't supposed to do a surgery on me. And that's why we say we the doctors are supposed to be there for us, supposed to have the knowledge to understand when something should be done and when something shouldn't be done. But he seen a big payday in doing what he did, which was an ACL reconstruction that never was no use for me but pain.
That's right.
And I went through for 6 months, barely could walk. And the job told me that if after I was getting close to 6 months, they told me that if I wasn't back in 6 months, I'd lose my seniority, I'd lose my job. They could put me where they wanted to. So I struggled 5.5 months. I went on back in there, and I struggled and everything for a while. And I went back to my regular doctor, and he said he couldn't do nothing until they released me from the doctor that did this. Well, when he was able to check me out, he did x-rays and everything, and he looked at my knee, and he told me, said, you have a screw in your knee. Well, they never told me, talked to me about it or anything. I didn't know anything about it. And he showed it to me, and he told me, said, you go to that doctor, you tell him you want that removed, because I was in so much pain from it, and that's where your biggest pain is coming from. He said, but he's going to tell you that he can give you medicine and stuff for that, for the pain. He said, but you tell him you want that removed. So I went back, talked to him, and the first thing he told me, like the doctor said, we're going to give you something for that. And I said, no, I don't want anything for it. I want this screw removed. So they had to go back, put me in surgery to open that leg back up to mm-hmm. take the screw out. And this screw, I mean, it's about an inch long, you know, so if not longer. And they took it out. A lot of my pain went away, but it left a hole right there where the screw was in my leg, and I could put my thumb right there and feel that hole. And my the bone started deteriorating, and it started giving out on me, but I didn't have to have surgery for 4 years later, and I struggled through that. But when I had that sucker in the placement, they had to go in, and my leg wasn't making the fluid when they tried to draw it out. It was just crumbled up like hard crust where it dried up on the inside. They had to go in and scrape it and clean it and everything, and had to put an extra long stem in just so the knee was set in place, and put a plate in the right leg because of all of this mess. But to God be the glory, he blessed me to go through that. And I went through some mess. I was still in the world. Went through some mess when I had that one done. And God, he worked with me and got my attention. And I was going through something real bad and everything, but I won't go through the whole story. But I was sitting on the side of a hospital bed on a Saturday evening, April the 15th, 2008. And
yes, Lord.
God saved me inside that hospital bed. And
praise
everybody
God.
Was praying for me. Everybody was at the hospital and everything. And God changed some things in my life then. Even
praise
though
God.
I was going through some things, I hadn't submitted to the Lord yet and give my life to him. And he was giving me an opportunity. And this was a near-death experience that I was experiencing. It could have went either way. But God, he had something in store for me. And he blessed me to go through this and give me an opportunity to make a choice in my life if I wanted to serve the Lord, if I wanted to go back out into the world after he had blessed me and touched that old leg. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I want to serve you. And I did. Been serving him ever since. Everything haven't been good. Everything's not been easy. We go through things off and on in life, and that's a part of this fleshly life that we live in this world. But if we know who we serve and who we praise and worship, God Almighty, his Son, Jesus Christ, had died for each and every one of us in life to give us an opportunity at eternal life.
Yeah.
He will look after us no matter the pains, no matter the hurt, no matter the situations in life, because the struggles is hard sometimes. But he told us to keep our focus on him, and he would see us through. Sometimes we fail to think about him when situations come sometimes, and we get so focused on that situation, and we get away from the Lord and get our minds on it, and then all of a sudden, Holy Spirit will come to you, and then you realize I got my mind and focus in the wrong place, and it'll draw you back to Christ again. And once you get your focus on him and get away from that situation, he will change some things in your life. You'll see some things work in your life for the better. Those situations that you had your focus on, they sometimes go away. It don't happen overnight. But sometimes you're dealing with it so much, and when it goes away, you don't realize how God has blessed you and took these things out of your life for the time. So only for a season we go through some. But the thing is, God is always got us in his care. And he has a plan for each and every one of us. If we're willing to live and let him lead and guide us, the way that he would have us to go.
That's right.
We can make it because
we can make it.
He let us know in his word. And the thing is, we have to continue to read, study, research that word. It's an ongoing process. It's a never stop until we leave this old world. Every day, every moment of our life,
Amen.
I go every day, and I get in that old Camry out there, and I take off, and I say, well, Lord, I thank you for my car every day. Because the thing is, I've never had no problem out of it because he has protected me everywhere that I went over the dangerous highways that could have happened, that didn't happen, you know. So we have a situation in our lives, whether to serve him, or whether or not, and we have our own, he give us our own free will to do so. It's just depending on what we want out of it.
If
we don't want it, he won't make us take it. If we want it, we repent and ask him to come in and ask him to lead and guide us in the way he would have us to go, not the way we want to go. Because he told us to lean not to our own understanding, and all our ways acknowledge him and let him lead us. So, you know, I just want to say an encouraging word because I've been encouraged by all the testimonies. And the thing is, when God has done something for you, you can't help but tell him. You can't hold it in. Somebody needs to hear your story. Somebody needs to hear from you about something that God is doing in your life. I can't go tell about somebody else's life because I don't know their life. But I know what he's done and what he's doing for me.
And I can tell. Amen. That's all right.
For everybody that I've heard tonight, it's been a blessing.
Sisters,
back in your hand.
Praise God. We got two other listeners on the line. You can come on. Two other listeners. I want you to tell your story.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, thank God. I thought something was wrong with my phone.
No, we can hear you.
Oh, good.
We got you.
Yes. How many minutes?
We got you and another one on the line, so come on.
Okay. I just want to say this is one of my favorite verses in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, because the Lord lets us know he's talking to his people.
Yes,
and
he
says that he wants us, if we just humble ourselves and admit our sins, and he wants us to pray.
That's right.
And ask him for forgiveness if there's anything that you've done. In order for you to get a prayer through, you're going to have to get it right.
You have to get it
and
right.
And then he tells us to seek. Seek God. We got to continue to seek God continually. A lot of people go to church and they just want to seek him on Sunday, but you got to continue to seek God every day. And then he tells us to turn from our sinful ways. If there's any sin in your life, you got to let it go. You got to stop doing it.
Let it go.
That's the only way he's going to be able to bless. That's the only way he's going to be able to take you through. That's the only way you're going to be able to help others. Because I tell you, my son fell in February, and he twisted his spinal cord, and he had to have emergency surgery. And when he come through, he found out that he couldn't walk, and he still can't walk. Prayer is still going without ceasing. We are praying for him. We are believing with him that he's going to be able to walk again, and he's doing things for himself. He's very independent. He's got a positive attitude. And he knows that God is going to bring him through this, and I believe it with all my heart. And as I looked at him today, he gets himself out of bed, and he don't want you to help him. He wants to do everything that he can for himself. He's very independent, and I thank God for that. Because God has brought him a mighty long way. And he's brought my husband a mighty long way. He fell down the steps the 19th of this month. And the doctor said he could have broke his neck. He could have been gone. In other words, instead of seeing him in person, he could have just been looking over him.
But God spared his life. And he brought him through. And I thank God for how he blessed him. And he's healing and he's getting better.
Yes,
it was nothing but God and prayer.
Nothing but God.
Thank God for prayer. Praise God. And that's why we're going to continue to pray. We got to pray in the morning. We got to pray in the noonday. We got to pray at night. We got to be like Daniel. We got to be like Peter. We got to continue to pray and trust in the Lord and not lean to our own understanding, even though they still may be in pain or we may be in pain or hurting, but yet and still look beyond that and trust God who's got it under control.
That's true.
I know
that's true. Yes.
And I thank God for all that he has done and what he's doing right now, for how he has blessed and how he has took them through and he's taking care of them and for the prayers that others have prayed. And I tell you right now, sis, anybody can't pray for
anybody can't. No.
Because that's why I love this verse. He said, if my people, if you're not really saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, you're not a child of God, I don't want you praying for me. You can't pray for me. You can't help me. Mm-hmm. You got to be on the Lord's side. You got to be on the winning side.
Amen.
That's the only way you can get a prayer through.
Praise
God. I thank God for the saints and my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus that know him for themselves that can get a prayer through.
Sister Hazel's on the line. We want her to say something.
Who?
Sister Hazel.
Okay. But God is good
giving honor
all
to
the
God.
Time and all the time. God is good.
Yeah, giving unto God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he is a good God. And I have enjoyed everyone that have give their testimony and what God has done for them, because God is so good to all of us. And, you know, be encouraged, everybody. Glory be to God, because God is he's the way maker. He makes a way. Glory, hallelujah. He makes a way out of no way. We got to look to the hill. We're coming out here. And coming out here. And we got to lean on him. Glory be to God. We have his troubles. We have his trials. We have his temptations. We have aggravation and stress. But my God is real. He brings us through every problem, every situation.
Glory be to God.
He wants us to trust him. Walk by faith and not by sight. Glory be to God.
Right.
We're serving a holy God. Glory be
holy
to God.
God.
And it's time to give him the praise and give him the glory and lift him up each and every day. Thank him for the day. Glory be to God for you woke us up this morning. Close
he
did. Right mind. That's a blessing. Yes,
yes,
it is. I thank God for each and every one of you. Glory be to God. Your aches and pains are coming. But we still have to pray. We got to keep on
keeping on.
Looking to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he is the Savior. Glory be to God.
Yes,
and no one can come to
the
Father except through by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
That's
pray much for me and my strength in the Lord. And remember Josh in prayer. God is touching and healing him. And my daughter Dwan in prayer. Glory be to God. And remember Gail, she's going through some things. But God is able to turn everything around. And we put our trust in him. Glory be to God. See the way
glory.
He makes way.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
No.
Pray for me and my sister, Lord.
Yes.
I enjoyed everything, sisters and brothers. You keep on looking to the hills. Glory be to God. And Sister Aline, your son, glory be to God. I thank God for him. He's a blessing.
Yes.
And God's going to keep on blessing him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God knows what he's doing. We got to go through these aches and these pains. But God is able. Yes, he is. Glory be to God. Thank you, and I love you all. One by one, in the name of David, in the name of Jesus. Pray for me and my loved ones in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We love you too.
Hallelujah.
We thank God. Thank God.
Amen.
God
be the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And we have my sons also. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. pray. He tells us to pray one for another. So we are lifting up prayer. Praise God, because we don't know what else is going through. But pray where we can. Continue to lift up our bishop in prayer. Continue to lift up Elder Slogan and her family in prayer. Because she's been kind to Lord a long time at Unity New Zion Temple. But God is continuing to strengthen her. Continue to give her the word to feed the flock at New Zion Temple. Praise God. We don't have to go without because she's still giving us the word of God. Praise God.
That's
and
right.
We thank God for her. And we love her, praise God.
Amen.
And we ask you just to bless, pray for Elaine Whitener. Continue to lift her up. Continue to remember Brother Hal, Brother Dallas, in your prayers as well. He's still going. And we just thank God for all his blessings.
And remember Patrick.
And continue to remember Patrick in your prayers. He's still going through his way. God's taking him through his way. So just thank God for the podcast tonight. Everyone that spoke out, everyone that's able to give their testimony. So God is still blessing. He's still healing. He's still saving. And we
Amen.
Thank God for the opportunity to be able to post tonight. And we thank God for Brother Horace Shawker. He does a great job. Every time he comes on, he does a great job. Thank God for our son coming on. But God is healing his body, and we give God the praise because he's going through. But God is blessed, and we thank God for what he's done. We thank God, and we give him honor and praise. Right? We ask you to continue to remember the Apostle Armstrong. He did lose his wife, but he's through, and we thank God for what he's doing. Because without God, we can't do nothing. But he
That's
is
right.
the water to diligently seek him. And we are all every day.
Amen. That's right.
Jesus is back like he said he would. And we don't know, but we have to be ready to go back with him.
That's
so continue to our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Because we have to be ready, saints.
Yes.
We have to be ready. Because just like he said he was coming,
coming
back.
So
and
true.
And just continue to sister Margaret. Because God is strengthening her and blessing her day by day. And we're gonna ask Brother Marshall if he can close us out with prayer.
Praise God. Praise God. Truly is honor and blessing. Precious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, it's once again we come before you, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for so much that you've done throughout this day, how you, dear God. Thanking you for the sister filling in today, dear God, this evening. But, Lord, we know we honor you, Lord, because you're all we have, dear God. We can't do anything without you. You continue to work in our lives and work situations out in our lives, Lord. We go through every day, dear Lord. But we're trusting in the one that we know that can change things in everything, in every situation, in all of our lives, dear God. Somebody's going through right now, Lord, needing a word of encouragement, Lord. We ask that you continue to keep us encouraged, Lord, through one another, Lord. Your people that has the faith, dear God, to trust in Jesus. Because, Lord, that's what it's all about. We can't do nothing of our own, Lord. But we trust you to help us through, Lord. Give us a mind, dear God, to want to do what's right, Lord. Give us a mind, God, to share your word with the people, dear Lord. Help us to live according to your will, dear Lord, what you would have us to do, dear Lord. Not to our own understanding, Lord, but your will. Let your Holy Spirit lead us, Lord, in the way you would have us to go. Bless each and every one that was on tonight, dear God, in their body, wherever they may be going through, Lord. We ask that you touch them in the spirit, dear God, because, Lord, we love you and we thank you for all you continue to do for us and our family. Bless each and every family representing tonight, Lord. Continue to bless them, Lord, in a special way. We give you all honor, glory, and praise belongs to you, Lord.
Glory, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
And we pray.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom, everyone.
Hallelujah.
Shalom. Lord,
Shalom.
Amen.
Amen.